How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Check 1, 2. I'm good. David?
I think I'm getting there!
Hi, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, and it happens to be a week that we are doing the podcast, episode 15.
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm having to read over to the left here, because we're doing the podcast in a different location, but it is April the 5th, 2007, and we're glad it's to Thursday. Be doing the podcast. It's Thursday.
We're
doing
day late.
Day late, and we're actually recording this in my spare bedroom in my house for once instead of at work. But I am one of your hosts. My name is James, and my brother's here.
And I'm David.
And Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell our funny stories, and we hope that you will do the same.
Yes.
Today's no exception. We have a lot of good stuff coming for you today. And the first thing we always start off the show with...
Weekly update.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my life,
it's now or never. So, David?
No. I really don't know.
Okay, I got one. I'll do it. I went first last week. I'll go again first this week. The only thing I have... Not a lot happened this week because I'm busy preparing for this Easter egg hunt that I'm doing for my kids at the church. We stuffed 10,000 Easter eggs Friday. That's not my weekly update. My weekly update is this. My daughter is the only source of joy in my life lately, and she is 2 years old, as most of you know, and she doesn't know how to say horsey. She says forsey. With an F, forsey. Mm-hmm. And it's the funniest thing. It's the cutest thing in the world. But I always try to teach her not to say those kinds of things because, you know, you think it's cute and you encourage them and then they're 10 years old and they're still saying forsey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like when they're little and they lift their dress up and they're, you know, a year and a half and you're like, oh, that's so funny. Ah. And then they get in kindergarten and you get calls, you know. Yeah, little Jenna can't keep her skirt down. You know, it's not so cute anymore. So anyway, I start trying to teach her how to say horsey. Horsey, you know, and she repeats it. She's like, ho, 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 forsey. But finally she does get it right. And I'm like, okay, say horsey. And she's like, horsey, horsey. Well, she's just like her mom. Her mom's real smart, very perfect, always right about everything,
mm-hmm.
including her choice of spouse.
Yeah.
She knows a good thing when she sees it. So my little girl is the same way. So I'm sitting there, say horsey, say horsey, say horsey. And she says it for me. But then she begins to teach me. And she's like, Daddy, say forsey, forsey, forsey. So anyway, she thought she could teach Daddy a thing or two. And so now if we do tell stories about forseys, I must refer to them as forseys because that's...
I got taught a new word.
I got schooled by a 2 year old.
Learned, yeah.
So anyway, we are live on StickCam tonight. And how many people are on with us?
Zip zero zip.
Ah, wow. Nobody's listening, Dave.
Finally,
we got our goal. Reached
that's
goal.
That's what we wanted to do this whole time, people. We're done now.
We wanted to offend everyone. I got some feedback before you do yours from last week's show. They said they didn't laugh very much because we were just mostly laughing at ourselves.
Yeah.
Did you read that one?
No.
Oh, goodness. So it's just like, you know.
Who is that person?
It's actually, their name is the person on the forums.
Oh, it's that person?
Yeah. A little sarcastic guy. But, you know, he's entitled to his opinion. If he doesn't like our show, that's cool.
Laughing, then
we'll start crying.
Cry in the closet.
So anyway, Dave, what's your weekly update?
I don't have one. No.
We're back to that again.
No, I really don't have one. It's something that's it's a touchy subject that happened at work.
Really?
Yeah, some customers were yelling and cussing. And
ooh.
So. It was crazy. And then they end up calling. Well, here it is. They said some stuff that they shouldn't have said. like, really bad, like racial slurs, oh, all that stuff. While they were walking out, and me as the new manager, I'm like, guys, there's the door, please leave.
Yeah.
And they kept on talking. I was like, leave or I'm going to call the cops. Uh-huh. And so they left, and then like 2 days later, they called our store manager and says, hey, I was the guy that was in there making all the racial slurs. I don't want you to call the cops and put a warrant out for my arrest. He got scared. And called our store and apologized to the guy.
Awesome.
He was like 60.
That's great.
Yeah, it worked out. Because the first initial thing, he apologized to the store. But then I asked Charlie, our store manager, did he apologize to Tyrone? He's like, no, I'll call him back. So he called him back and got him to apologize.
Wow.
To
That's awesome.
Yeah. He was scared to get caught by the police for nothing.
Just stupid. Dude, I was a manager at a Blockbuster for like a week one
Lakeland?
Time. Yeah, in Florida. Yeah. And I got hired on there. I just wanted a job I didn't have to think because I was in school. And I wanted to go and stack videos and check people out. And that was it.
Yeah.
And I showed up on time and did my job well. And they wanted to promote me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dang, because now I got to count money. I got responsibilities and all. But I figured I'd do it. It was a little bit more pay. And I got an actual, you know, one of those shirts, the cool shirts, instead of a promotional t-shirt that they gave me that talked about Blockbuster rewards. But anyway, one night, there's just these, you know, I don't know, college age, hillbilly, redneck, drunk, half drunk people come in and they're just butts through the whole, they want everybody to know every movie they've seen and how blinking stupid this blinking movie was. And, you know, they don't even know how to cuss properly. And so anyway, they get up to the front and the girl behind the counter is just a nice girl, but kind of, this was before the goth thing took off, but she was kind of the,
new age,
alternative, I guess they'd call it back then. So she had the black hair and the glasses, just kind of looked like
a punk rocker,
Mary Tyler Moore type of deal. Got that punk rocker Mary Tyler Moore thing going on. But anyway, she was a cute girl, but she was not outgoing or anything like that. But anyway, so the girl is like the leader of this little gang of things, and she just goes to the girl behind the counter and just says, "Yeah, you're ugly.
Wow.
You're blinking ugly. You're and just starts ripping into her. What? You don't smile? That makes you even blinking uglier. Blah 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 blah." And I got to say, I was very angry.
Yeah.
I wasn't the manager. I was the assistant manager. The manager's standing right next to her. And if it had been me on duty, I would have stepped up and done something like you did.
Yeah.
But this guy, he's just kissing their rears. The whole time he's like, well, is there anything we could do for you? You know, and she's like, well, yeah, you can show this video up on the screen. And the girl had just told him, I can't do that. That's why she probably started in on him, because the girl's like, we can't show movies up on the big screens. We don't know what kind of movie this is. If it's, you know, there's families in here. And she's like, you're effing blah, 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 you know. And so but the manager totally just caves in and says, yeah, we can show that. And they're showing this horror, gore, nasty mess up on the screen, which is, you know, if you want to watch that at home, do it. But it was the principle of the thing that they had totally gotten their way. And then, so of course, since they beat, you know, the girl, now they're like, you know, you're just stupid. You need to get better people in here, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so, is very irritating, and they left.
Yeah.
And the girl quit that night. She was crying. She was upset. And I was just like, you know what? I can't do this. I can't be assistant manager. I can't, I either need to own the store or I need to quit.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my only story that I could say that relates to that. It was,
It was pretty stupid, but it was pretty funny when I heard he called back, or he called in and apologized.
Well, I guess that was my point of telling that story, is that, those folks, there's not a happy ending, and rarely are there happy endings for stories like that. Jerks just get to walk around the earth and be jerks, and they rarely seem to get what's coming to them. That's it's true. Like, if you've ever been on the highway and somebody just passes you like you're standing still, like they're just blazing through, don't you ever wish that a cop would pull them over, like right over the hill, and then you could drive by and just kind of wave or something?
Well, that happened to me.
No way.
Yesterday. No, worse than that. That happened to me yesterday. This Z5 being brand new, $80,000 convertible BMW was parked inside the highway, and he was going like 50 on off the like into the medium. Cool. He's going 50, just gunning it, and I passed him, and then he went, woo, got past me, just passed. You see him like 5 miles up. I came up later 5 miles up, freaking skidded off the side of the road and ended up in the median. Yeah, he hit another a brand new Mustang GT and just messed up the front of his car. He was okay.
Well, thank
but
God.
But he skidded off into the median, crushed the whole front end of the car.
If we all lived on the island from Lost, that's exactly what would happen to everybody. Because that show lately has been all about you getting what's coming to you. Whether it's good or bad.
I haven't caught up yet.
Yeah, you need to. There was a weird one, like a Shakespearean, Hitchcockian one.
Yeah, Carrie Ann was telling me about the submarine. And I was like, don't tell me anything more.
Well, the one after that is the one I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah, but I won't tell you anything about that either.
Back to being funny.
No, this is good stuff. People need this. People need this.
The mellow James and David.
And you know what? That's what they're going to get today.
It's the featured story.
Today, our featured story is a little different. We're going to cobble together several stories because my brothers, there were two of them, and they were younger than me. And there was a brief period of time that they hardly remember, and that's the time that I lived at home with them. And we lived in various places, in various trailers.
Witness protection, that's the reason why.
Yeah. Their dad worked a lot. He worked seven days a week, all the time. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom, but just for different reasons, couldn't handle the boys.
We were crazy.
Jonathan and David. And they were insane. And they were two brothers that were not half brothers. They were full brothers. And together, the synergy they created was more than any one person could handle.
Yeah.
And they were completely undisciplined. It's like we've said in the past that I was disciplined and my sisters were. And then there was a small gap of time where we changed parents, apparently. Because when Jonathan and David were born, the rules changed and you could do anything you wanted.
And get away with it.
And get away with it. And be glorified because of it.
We were gods. So
here I think I've got four different occasions just examples of the craziness that you guys did. And more may come up as I go through. So just bear with me.
Okay.
First one that I remembered right off the top of my head was the day we came home. All right. This is back in the 80s. And,
okay. I got to throw something in.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of these.
Good.
Okay. Go.
And that's a good reason.
That's why you're talking.
That's why I'm telling you. I want to explain maybe to you, David.
Yes.
Maybe not just to these people, but to you, why we don't really connect with you guys.
Why we hate each other.
Yeah. Okay. So, just beneath the surface. Okay, it's the 80s, and I don't know about most of the world. I don't know when VCRs came out. I don't know when they became popular, but I know it was in high school, really, maybe late middle school, before we really got a functioning VCR. And I'm not talking about the top-loading ones or the Betamax ones or any of those kind of things. We never had a laser disc or any of that stuff. We had finally had a VCR.
What'd you use before that?
Dude, you didn't use anything. You watched television.
Oh my God.
There was no movie rental places. There's nothing.
There's no Blockbuster.
There wasn't.
Oh my God, you're so old.
Dude, there was no Blockbuster until I got out of high school.
Oh my God.
There was Tom's, you know, Video Shack and Video stuff. Warehouse and stuff like that. But no, Blockbuster was latecomer. But anyway, so we got a VCR and we come home one day and we go to look for the VCR and VCR is not there. Somehow or another, you guys had taken the VCR and put sandwiches in it.
Into the thing that
hold on. You put the movie in after you put the sandwiches in.
Oh.
The movie wouldn't come back out. And so mom said, rather than beating you within an inch of your life like she should have, I think I remember her saying it didn't matter. It's not that she gave you permission to do what you did next, but it didn't matter anymore because the VCR was already damaged. She let you guys take it outside and fill it up with dirt and beat it with hammers. I don't know if she allowed it. But she didn't stop it, and so I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying that when we come home, there was a battered, dirt-filled, sandwich-ridden VCR in the yard.
Wow.
So you guys...
How old were we?
I know you were still in diapers.
So two, three?
Five, seven, dude. Eight. Yeah, you were probably Jenna's age, which is insane.
I was beating...
Nah, you were probably three or four.
Yeah, I was beating a VCR.
With a hammer. Two of them.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay. So there's number one. The second one, we come home from school, and Mom's got another horror story for us. Apparently, you guys had gotten a hold of some candles and lighters, and you had you wanted to play with them, but you knew you needed somewhere to hide. So where'd you go? You went straight into Leanne and Amy's closet with dresses hanging down, and sat there and closed the door and began playing with candles. And Mom caught you guys about ready to burn yourself to death. Now, that sounds like a small story, except I kid you not 5 years ago, there was somebody in my church who I believe lost half their family because kids had locked themselves in a closet and were playing with candles and matches in a closet the same as that. And it was hideous. And when I heard about this and stuff, that I thought, dude, you guys... And we were in a trailer, and everybody knows trailers go up in like 5 seconds. It's made out of fat lighter. The whole thing. And they make them very flammable, so that there's no kind of, they don't have to haul anything away when they burn, but they're disposable houses. But yeah, you guys were in a trailer playing with matches and stuff in your fire. You just love fire. And, and so the other one is we come home one day, and it looked like Christmas inside the house because Mom loves Sam's. Okay, Sam's did come out about the same time, and Mom just loved Sam's, and she'd go and get like giant 40, 50 pound bags of flour and giant Wesson bottles and just, you know, tons of popcorn, and just, we just had stuff, you know, 50 rolls of toilet paper and in these crates and stuff. And Mom had a dock installed on the back so we could just back up the trucks and with a forklift and unload it. So anyway, we come home and like I said, it looked like Christmas in there because undoubtedly she had dumped three or four of these things into a brand new trash can to keep the flour in. Mm-hmm. Why we needed so much flour, I don't know, but it was cheap apparently. And you guys had gotten the lid off this thing, and what you had done is you'd reached up and grabbed as much flour as your two hands could hold, and then you would just run. And wherever you would run to, you would just run until you were out of flour. Then you'd go back and grab another couple handfuls, and you would begin to run again. And so there were little trails, like a tree with weird vines branching from the base in the kitchen with the drum and full of flour. And you guys would just run everywhere, all the way down the halls to each room in the bedroom, all the way across. And Mom again had been knowledgeable of this, but had been powerless to stop you. You were a force not to be denied.
James, you're giving me the look of malice.
Well, I don't remember who cleaned this up, but I guarantee it wasn't y'all. Okay,
we were too small.
Yeah, you were just so innocent.
The vacuum cleaner was bigger than that.
I don't even know what it's like. You guys were like the toys from Toy Story when everybody left. But us, but Mom and you guys, you instead of coming alive, though, you turned evil. And then we came home. There was evidence, but it was like, no, these guys couldn't have done that. It's like...
you're perfect.
It's like, you know, if the gremlins could turn back into the little fluffy guys after they killed half the town.
Yeah.
You know, that would be like you guys. But anyway, my last little delve into the past here, Dave. And this is good for me because, you know, this is like just getting it out, just letting it out. And you didn't know any of these things. The last one is probably the worst one of all. I mentioned Mom had bought a 50-gallon drum-like thing of Wesson oil. And I had mentioned you guys loving fire. Well, undoubtedly, you'd gotten a hold of one of those big long lighters, the little clicker lighters with the wands, you know, that you light fireplaces with and stuff. And you guys had gotten a hold of this and for some reason decided to melt the plastic on the side of the Wesson bottle. And you guys successfully lit the lit through, you burned through the plastic, and the Wesson oil inside caught fire, not unlike an oil lamp. And Mom said she comes in, and you guys are dancing and freaking, half cheering, half like scared.
Lord of the Flies.
Piggy! And the fire is shooting up out of this thing, widening the hole. The oil is spilling out, catching on fire, but this, like an oil lamp, like a kerosene heater coming out of this hole. Mom grabs, she doesn't have a fire extinguisher. We weren't safety conscious or anything like that. I believe she grabbed a 20-pound bag of, if I remember correctly, baking soda and was able to successfully extinguish the fire with baking soda. And I think she tried salt first.
Yeah.
That didn't work. So we come home. And we just see this melted glob of Wesson oil bottle with smoke. It smells like plastic. There's Wesson oil everywhere. It's scorched and smoke and then just white powder everywhere. And you guys are just so excited because you burned this thing. Completely unwhooped, by the way. No red marks around the derriere, nothing. Just dancing around, telling all excited about the adventures that you guys had had. And it, you know, there was so many stories like that. I could continue. Like the way you've always had an uncanny ability, David, to hit anything that you've wanted to when you throw it. Like David will go to the YMCA and stuff and act like he doesn't know how to play. And then he'll jump around and do some sort of flip in the air and kind of hurl the ball like an old lady at the goal and hit it every time and just make people want to cuss him out because he'll just close his eyes and freak out and throw the ball all stupid, like between his legs, like a granny shot from half court, and he'll make it. And he just makes these grown guys that are trying to look all cool and do their little layup with their little fingers, make them look like idiots. Well, he's always had that ability, and I was riding past him one time and he wanted to borrow something. I think it was a bike, and he was wearing a diaper, and that was it, out in the yard. He picked up, I was riding the bike past him, I think it was his bike actually, I was riding the bike past him, and he picked up a piece of machinery and threw it at me. And for a minute I was laughing because I'm like, ah, little brat doesn't know how to hit anybody, he can't aim. And I realized that by the time, even though he'd thrown it ahead of me, by the time this thing got to me,
dude.
It was going to hit me square in the head as my bicycle went up to meet it. And sure enough, bam, knocked me off my bicycle. I wanted to kill you, man. I really did.
And after that, I asked James if he could change my diaper.
So, yeah, David, if you ever wonder, you know, if you ever know, I think we've done okay, you know, but if you ever wonder what it was like and the reason why, you know, the things you don't remember, that's probably why. That's probably why
you're blacked out.
They're just not good years to remember. Those were your establishing years where your personality was formed, and it wasn't fun. So next time you really want to get upset with Mom or whatever, just don't. Just apologize, and because you and Jonathan, you guys put her through it, man. Every single day, we never knew what we was gonna come home to. Was it going to be that you guys had run away from home again? Was it that you were hit up in a treehouse, and was another piece of electronics broken beyond repair? Did you try to cook something that day?
Yeah.
You know, had you built a fort with hammers and nails and plywood in your room? You know, most people string sheets between the beds. You guys would, you know,
chop down logs in the back of the house and make our own lumber.
And you know what's funny is we're going to have to tell some stories, because when you were older, you and Jonathan were alone again. Because Mom, in Old Town, you guys had 40 acres. Half of it was wetlands.
It had 80 acres.
80 acres. Half of it was wetlands. Half and Mom, you guys would get home at 3. Mom would get home at like 6:30. And you guys had 3 hours to yourself every day.
Yeah.
And you would always get in trouble. But you were smart enough to know you had to get back out of trouble before she got home.
Yeah.
So we'll have to tell some of those later.
Ooh, yeah.
But you never changed, Dave.
No. I just can't find the woods here in Kansas City. I'm looking for my woods.
So they're in Ireland, David.
The fields of Athenry.
Wow.
Okay.
That sounded good. So that was...
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
News, V mail.
E and V mail.
E and V mail.
We are not I want to correct something I said last time, because I told you guys we were in the top 100 comedy podcasts.
We suck.
Well, I looked the next day and we had been taken back down. So I wasn't lying. We were up there. But
there's no proof of it.
I think what happens, I have a theory that iTunes listens to us, and anytime we get happy, they pull us off. And I think it's because we're clean, David. If you look on all the comedy podcasts, they're like explicit, 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 and then there's us. And the only things that aren't explicit are like National Public Radio, funny stuff. They have
no label for us.
They don't have one for us. They should have one that just says cool or coolister.
Cool, clean.
Cool, clean. Clean. So fresh and so clean, clean. Something clean. Like that. So anyway, we are not a top 100 comedy podcast. I just want to clarify that. So all of you guys that value yourself as like you're indie and you only listen to people when they're not cool, you can start listening to us again because we're not cool anymore.
Indian.
Indie. Oh. Indy, like Indiana Jones, duh. And then also, stupid.
God, that one.
We're also not on What's Hot, but you knew that from last week. We do have a couple of emails that I will read at this point because David has decided he doesn't know how to read.
I just don't like telling other people's stories because I feel like I'm not giving it the hype that it needs.
I understand. Here comes from Zach. Zach says, "Dear Ironic Podcast," do you know why he called us ironic?
Why?
Because it's like rain on your wedding day. No, he called us ironic because of our name. It's nobody's listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. I have a bit of a story. He says maybe you could use it as a theme, but we're not going to use it as a theme, Zach. Sorry. He says, I was recently on a trip to Wisconsin with his fiance and his family. He had a 18-hour drive, and 4 hours into it, he needed to go to the bathroom. So he's all at the restaurant already, so he's going to go in there and do his business, his number two business, because it's business time. And so he goes in there, and there's no toilet paper. And so he sneaks back out, and he goes to his fiance, and he's like, you know, let's keep this on the down low. He says, but we've got to stop somewhere between now and the next 14 hours because I've got to poop.
Yeah.
Well, so they get back in the car right after that, and he's in the car with her two brothers, her dad, her mom, everybody. And she goes, oh, we need to pull over in a couple hours because Zach's got to poop.
Oh, wow.
And so the entire family just looks at him and smiles like they've been let in on a secret, you know, just a secrety secret. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was a little more openness in her family.
Yes.
Than there was in ours, or his rather. We weren't ours involved. Ours also, yeah, keep your poop to yourself. So anyway, he was so embarrassed that he stopped. They stopped at a truck stop, and he was walking up to go do his business, and the whole time he's in there, he could just feel them watching him and approving of him taking a dump. And so he just knew that they knew that he was going there to do what he was going to do. And so then the trip, he says, was weird for another 14 hours. I'm sure, Zach, it was just weird for you because you're not used to the openness. If you're going to marry this girl, you're going to have to get a Google shared calendar and you're going to have to make notes of every time you go do your business so that so her family can know about that. So if you need any more help, why don't the two of you just call into the show sometime?
Let's know.
We'll give you a little...
we'll do a walkthrough.
Yeah, we'll help you out with that because, you know, when you get married, people think it's the toilet seat up or down is the problem, or, you know, rolling your toothpaste from the top or the bottom, or, you know, this, or where the toilet paper holds out or in, but it's not that kind of stuff.
No,
it's not.
When do you dookie?
That's the important stuff.
That's what they want to know.
That and learning to sleep straight.
Yeah,
that's the biggest deal, David. You might be getting married.
I might be getting married soon.
When you're single, you sleep sprawled all out everywhere, just like what's his name? Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future, where he sleep with his arm behind his back. But when you get married, you can't do that. You have to sleep straight.
Really?
It's a pain. You don't sleep all snuggled. You don't, you know, that's why I look at like an old movie like the Ugly Dachshund where there's two twin beds, and I approve. Or bunk beds even would be good because, dude, you can't sleep like you want to anymore, and it takes years to perfect it. So we have one more email that I know of, and that is from Merrill, I guess, M-Y-R-L. So he says, "Dear James and David, I love the show. It reminds me of the bit of the naked cruelty of your youth. We're gonna have to edit that because we don't do
we
naked.
We don't want to be dirty.
We don't talk about naked cruelty.
Is it naked or naked?
It doesn't matter in this context. It's you need to have clothes on if you're gonna be cruel.
Okay.
So clean that up for us. Here's our two bits worth. When I was 10, I was given some freedom in the form of a house key and the ability to go wherever I liked. This is not fair.
10?
You know how old I was when they finally gave me a key and the ability to do what I wanted to? This was like in late March for me. I just got a key. I had to use the remote control code on the garage to get in my own home. Anyway, one Saturday, my parents and a sister had gone out for the morning. Unimportant. He wanted to go see a movie, and he had a lucky rabbit's foot. And he was watching a movie where spiders were crawling all over the place. It was like a bee movie. And he had a hole in his pocket, apparently, because he started feeling something going down the side of his leg. He freaked out, reached out, grabbed it, whatever it was, threw it up, just flicked it off of him because he thought it was a giant spider. And it landed in the lady's popcorn, like two or three rows ahead of him. The popcorn flew up in the air, and then the popcorn touched lots of people, and people were freaking out, and spiders are just attacking everybody.
Yeah.
And then he realized, you know, when he was leaving, they reached his pocket, and there was no lucky rabbit's foot.
Yeah, so
his
gone
forever. His lucky rabbit's foot was not very lucky, apparently.
Yeah.
And I had the same type of issue in when I watched Arachnophobia for the first time in the theater because I'm so old.
Dang.
But I felt like that giant monster bug was on my back the entire movie. So anyway, Merle, thanks for the show. He says thanks for the great podcast. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening. So it sounds like a deal between us and Merrill. If we keep up the show, he'll keep listening. He'll keep up the good work, rather. If we do bad work, he will quit listening. And, you know, it's all for him.
It's over.
It's all for him and the person. That's what it's for. We do it just for them.
Yeah.
So, la, 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 la. We got some voicemails, Dave. You want to hear them?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, I want to hear them, of course.
Dadgummit. Why do you lie?
I like to lie.
Here we go. Here's
I
one.
I like to move it.
Listen to this.
Hi, this is Anne calling from Connecticut, and I have to say that I love your show. I downloaded one episode, and then I had to subscribe right away and get all the back ones that I missed. The first one I listened to was the puke one, which was so hilarious, and I was listening to it on my iPod at night in bed. And when you guys got to the song part, it was just hilarious, and I was laughing so hard, tears were coming out of my eyes. My husband's like, "What are you laughing about?" And I said, "I don't think that you would even think it was funny, but I'm laughing about a song about puke." And he's like, "Okay, whatever." But I was motivated to call you because you said that you had no phone messages. I know how that feels. Sad. So I'm calling. I do have three sisters, so we have lots of those stories that you and your brother tell. I think it's just hilarious. We are doing the same thing, calling each other or at family dinners and stuff, and it's so funny to listen to all the different versions of the same story. That's one of the good things about having a lot of siblings, all these good stories later on.
That's right. That's great. What are you laughing at? So thank you so much for listening out there. We had to stop. She goes on to with a couple of great stories that we'll try to fit in if we ever are not able to have a show, because it goes on for quite a while. And they're good stuff. We're not picking on you.
No.
Thank you for listening. She's from Queens, by the way, if you couldn't tell. She's
from Connecticut.
She moved to Connecticut. She's from Queens. You couldn't tell from the accent? It was awesome. But she...
James.
She says it later on, like it.
Oh, really?
At 15 minutes into it.
Okay. There you go.
So thank you for the voicemail. We'll try to fit one of your stories in at the end of the show. Here you go.
Hello, this is not JoJo the Question Clown.
Nah, we don't care. If it's not JoJo, we don't care.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Let's finish up.
And I was just calling to tell you how great your podcast is and to keep it up. And if you refer to me on the air, please refer to me as Larry. Thank you.
Larry the Cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this is Christine Hendricks in Atlanta.
Oh, you're going to have to wait, Christine. Sorry. We didn't comment on Larry first.
Yeah, sorry. Apologize.
So, is there anything we have to say to Larry? Other than we...
The highest form of flattery.
Yes.
is limitations.
What does that mean?
Imitation.
Oh, so
imitation is the highest form of flattery.
So where did you get the Larry thing from? I'm lost.
Remember, I said I wanted to do two L words for people I did not want to name.
Yeah.
So Lucy and Larry.
Oh, see, I don't listen to anything you say during the podcast, so I didn't get that. Sorry,
really, man. I hate you. I'm going to murder listen you to this. Tonight.
Yes, this is Christina Hendricks in Atlanta, Georgia. I think you really ought to change the name of your podcast.
Sorry. We're not doing it. We've already talked about this.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the one where Paul tried to have us change our name? This is going to be a beast to edit. Let's continue to find out what she wants us to change it to.
From nobody's listening to somebody's listening.
No, that's...
Were you drinking the night you called in? You're going to have to edit it, but it's funny. I mean, I know how Georgia people do it.
Oh, shut up. We're all from Georgia, so you can't hate on us too much. From nobody's listening to somebody's listening. Why is that?
Because I'm not nobody. If two negatives make a positive. Anyway.
That is ridiculous.
It's her tech. Are you saying she's a little slurred?
Slurred.
A little slurred.
She got a bit of scotch in her. She's slurred. She's gone.
David. Send your hate mail too.
To
nobody's Kate listening Kinnison. To us at gmail.com. Care of David Kinnison.
Attention.
It's an accent, David. You're going to offend every southern.
I could have that accent any day. Because I'm listening.
Oh my God. Okay, let's finish it up.
Goodbye.
Oh, she must have heard us.
It was early on April.
Okay, all right, hold on. We're going to do this.
George had came out of the Almond years.
Is this Red Boar?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Red Boar. We love you, man, but this is terrible.
It was early on April 1st. I was still lying in my bed when my mom came in my room and said, "Did you leave your car unlocked?" I said, "No."
"Did you leave your car unlocked?"
I said, no. She said, "It's not in the driveway. Do you think someone hotwired it?" And I said, "Oh, no." And she said, "Come look out the window in the other room."
This is very important to add.
The other room.
The other room. Because there's other windows in other rooms.
So I leaped out of the bed and I went into the hall and I stopped before I entered the room with the window.
Hey, we're coming over to your house, Red Boy. Where are we gonna stay? Can we stay in one of the bedrooms? No, we don't have any extra bedrooms. Which room can I stay in? Oh, the one with the window.
Oh.
And I said, "Mom, it's April Fool's, isn't it?" She was like, I was like, "Ha ha ha." And I went back to bed. And my car was still in the driveway. If you want to see a picture of it, go check out the forums in my weekly update. Because I'm Red Boar.
Yeah, it is Red Boar. Red Boar, I'm sorry, man. We're banning you for like 3 years for that terrible song.
At least 3 years.
I mean, you didn't even try, dude. There was no there was no guitar. There was no keyboard. There's no...
I'm hurt as a musician that was even played through my headphones and to my ears.
Okay, let's do the recap song, Dave.
Okay.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
If we can, after all of that.
I think we can.
Ooh. April Fool's. Oh, my mom woke me up. Your car's been hot-wired, little baby.
Little baby, your car is gone.
Would you come into the other room with the window?
With the window.
I'm coming, Mom, but first I'm gonna stop and ask you a question. Because Mama, I believe it's April Fool's.
April Fool's, April 1st,
it's a joke and you're the worst.
There you go.
I'm going back to bed. Check me out on the forums.
He said, Red Boar.
I'm Red Boar. Let me sing off tune for you today. I got a
car.
You can check it on my weekly updates.
Yeah.
I'm Red Bull.
Red Bull.
I don't get to post no more.
No more on the
forums I'm in.
Well, David and Jonathan were my brothers. And even though they didn't like each other, they seemed to be able to band together and wreak havoc wherever they roamed. Every day when we'd come home, there'd be a brand new thing to find. Even though the things they did should have meant they didn't have any more behind. Because if it had been me, they would have sent me to Teen Challenge or some sort of prison, or maybe they'd have just buried me alive in the backyard. But because you two were special, I don't think you ever got a spanking the
not
whole time.
Like 18 with my blankie.
There was the time that we came home and we thought it snowed inside. And for a second it was magic, until we realized we had to vacuum up tons and tons of flour from Sam's. Then there was another day that my mom looked like she'd had enough, 'cause you guys had locked yourself in a closet with some candles, and I guess that was kind of tough to deal with. You could have cost us our entire home, and you wonder why we don't like you anymore.
I always knew they never liked me after the candle incident and the dresses
and the VCR. What kind of sandwich did you put in there, Dave?
Ham and cheese with a little bit of bologna.
We didn't have ham and cheese. It was either pimento and cheese or luncheon loaf.
Luncheon loaf.
And that luncheon loaf was the size of a cannon,
because
she got it from Sam's. I don't know why you had a sandwich. Did you make it with your own hands? Yeah, yeah. La da da da. VCR meant very corroded recorder. After you guys were done with your order, you would beat that thing to death. You would fill it up with sandwich. You filled it up with sand. You did it with your own two hands. David, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I wasn't there, so I really don't know.
Oh, thank you for all the voicemails. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for your stories and theme suggestions. I guess in heaven, there will be a little place for you. There will be a little place for you. And those of you who leave us an iTunes review. iTunes doesn't like us anymore because they took us down. Maybe we should cuss a little bit and talk about people when they don't have their clothes on. Maybe we should sell out and do something a little risque. Either that or we should both be gay.
Maybe we should take our shirts off whenever we record.
That wouldn't be exquisite. I mean, that wouldn't be explicit. That would be irritating for the people to see that. So, anyway, folks, thank you for bearing with us this fine episode. Episode 15 is in the bag. Just wanted to remind you to do a few things for us. If you haven't done it yet, go by iTunes. and leave us an iTunes review. Good or bad, we don't care. We just like to get your feedback. You can email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Get on the forums. Those are at our website at www.nlcast.com. We have a MySpace, but you don't have to do that if you don't want to. That's optional. But the iTunes review is not. And you can call us.
206-657-04.
Please don't forget to call us. And listen, right after the show, we've got a few things that we're going to put on for you, including the guys from the Combobulator. So we'll see you next week, guys and gals. Talk to you later, Dave.
And just remember, James,
that nobody's listening. Oh, you got me. You got me. This one 36 minutes. Wow. Not bad. That means with the rest of the voicemails it'll only be an hour and a half.
That's one of the good things about having a lot of siblings, all these good stories later on. I do have some ideas for stories, but one I'm going to tell you, you were asking for themes, and one of the theme that I had in mind was fire or car problems, and this has to do actually with my recent past. My husband and I moved to Connecticut from Queens, New York a few years ago, back in 2002, but my husband still worked in Brooklyn. It's about a 70-mile drive, and he was on his way home. And he called me up from the highway, somewhere in New York, and he said to me, "My car's on fire. Call the police. Call the firehouse. Call the fire company." And I was like, "Why don't you call the fire department? How are they going to know where to go? I don't even know where you are." And he's like, "Oh, fine." And he hung up on me. Well, it's like, your car's on fire, and the first person you think about is to call is me. What about 911? So anyway, fast forward, a couple weeks ago we had some snow here in New York, and my husband had to work overtime because he works for the city of New York, and they had to go help plow the snow. And he was going to work like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was sound asleep. And when I woke up about 7:30, I hear the answer machine beeping, and then I put it on, and it's my husband on there. "My car's on fire. Call me back. And he hangs up, and then it was a couple more phone calls, and then I called him back, and whatever, his car had gone on fire, and he had to get towed, and it was his transmission leaking, and it went on fire, and thank God it snowed, because he was able to put some fire out with the snow. And when it was all said and done, his car was towed, it was in the shop, whatever, he comes home, and I was like, "Honey, when you called me, did you call me before or after the fire was out?" And he just kind of looked at me and was like, and I was like, "You freaking called me before the fire was out, didn't you?" And he said, "No." So, I don't know if anybody else thinks it's funny, but I just thought it was pretty funny. And then my daughter's speech therapist was here the other day, and she was saying she was having some problems with her transmission, and her mechanic said to just let it go. And I was like, "Just let it go." She said when the car will just, you know, die, whatever. I said, "Well, what if the car goes on fire?" She said, "Then I'm going to call you." So I guess I'm the person to call when there's a fire. Anyway, I know that it's not about your faith or anything, but it just tickles my fancy that you guys are Christians and that you keep this podcast clean. And I know that I could put it on in the car and my kids could listen, because my two boys, 10 and 7, they have pretty good senses of humor, and I don't have to worry about anything. And I have to say that I also love the I Hate Amy story. That was also hilarious. You guys keep up the really, really good work. It's such a good podcast, and I'm sure there's so many people out there that are going to give you so many theme ideas for your podcast. Looking forward to the next one. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hi, this is Rev 12.
Hi, I'm Bernsey.
We're hosts of the Combobulator. We'd like to say when you're not listening to Nobody's Listening, then head over to thecombobulator.co.uk and check us out.
The Combobulator.
Woo! How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.